You got 7 sacks in the last 6 games. You know, do you feel like you're on a roll?
Nah, you know, my biggest thing is just winning. You know, the win-loss record is the only thing that's important. You know, I just try to go out and I try to, you know, try to play ball and, you know, hopefully we win. That's the biggest thing.
Is there some satisfaction in the numbers, though, knowing how this season started?
Nah, not really. You know, like I said, if we had started off and I didn't have any sacks and we won every game, you know, then I'd be extremely excited. You know, but it's kind of the different. It's kind of flip-flop whenever it's the other way around. So.
Does it speak to how much that wrist injury hampered you in those first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it does in a sense, but at the end of the day, the most important thing for us is just winning the game, you know.
You've been able, you know, obviously the run defense has done better in the last, you know, 5 and 6 games. Obviously, you know, that should help the pass. You know, do you think that's been a big factor for you and just the pass rush and everybody in the pass rush?
Yeah, I would say that. But, you know, there's really nothing that's more of an impact than the score in the game. You know, when you got when you look at teams that, you know, put up tremendous amount of points or teams that, you know, kind of get the lead early and then make the other team one-dimensional, that's what all defenses want. That's for a team to, even though they can run the ball, if they got to catch up, you know, they're going to be more likely to throw the ball. So I think the biggest thing is you can stop, you know, the run and such, but whenever you're out there and you're playing a, you know, if game, especially when teams do a lot of mimic and things like that, it makes it a lot more difficult than if you're just up, you know, 14 points, 21 points.
Do you see Seattle as the type of team that the Bills strive to be?
You know, no, I see Seattle as just a team that is surrounded by the players that they put in there to fit their scheme very well. Whenever you got a running back who can run the ball, obviously, whenever you got a quarterback who can make the throws, get out of the pocket and make plays, he's extremely efficient with getting out of the pocket and making plays. When you got a defense who gets after the passer and cornerbacks that can cover, you know, anybody in the league, you know, that's just, you know, the people that they have personnel-wise with the scheme that they run is, you know, put them in the position they are.
Mari, what are the challenges of slowing down Marshawn this week?
Getting to him early. You know, don't let him break off big chunks of yards from the beginning of the game. Just being able to play gap football and stop the run early, because when he gets rolling, he's rolling.
Mari, you've spoken about this in previous weeks, but since the bye week, your defense has allowed almost 100 yards rushing less per game. I know you've talked, others have talked about that gap sound. Is there anything else that you're doing schematically that might account for that?
If anything, it's simpler than what we were before. But other than that, I mean, we got to a point where you can't get any easier. So it's just hugely on the simple fact of us just playing gap football. I mean, every defense is drawn up to take care of every gap. And it comes down to the guys on the field executing that. So whenever we go out and execute it and you take every gap, there's nowhere to run. And I think that's the biggest thing for us is there's just being accountable and us being in our gaps and going out and executing.
You guys told you talking about the Toronto series at all. Has that been something that you guys have talked about? And what's your expectations?
Yeah, you know, he asked me that earlier. I really haven't, you know, touched base too much on it. But whenever you go and play somewhere else, even if it is supposed to be a home game, I mean, you can't really say it's going to be that way. You're going somewhere where some people, they might not even care really much, you know, about football. So it's not really that big of a deal. They don't care who wins. It's not, you know, you don't know when they're going to be yelling and when they're not going to be yelling in my eyes. So, you know, I got to look at it, you know, the way I see it being the first time up there is if it's a away game. You know, you don't know if they're going to be yelling when their offense is on the field or ours. So
when you look at the timing of when this game is, this could have been a big game for the playoffs and a big moment in the season. Is that frustrating that this is this late in the year and what could have been a pivotal game for you guys, if, you know, in the playoff push?
To me, every game is going to be a big game. I mean, you know, like I said, if we were completely, you know, undefeated or if we hadn't won one game, if there's a football game to be played, it's a big game.
Mario, how does it feel to go from, you know, you had whether it was the wrist or whatever for the first part of the season, you're getting to a point now where you're making game-changing type plays almost on a weekly basis. Just from the average fan who doesn't know, how does it feel just to get into that mode individually as a player?
You know, you just want to get into a rhythm and just try to go out there and make plays when the opportunities present itself. You know, all the guys on the defense have definitely played off one another and put each other in positions to make plays. But at the end of the day, you know, it all comes down to W's. And, you know, no matter what you do individually, that is the most important thing. So it kind of, you just keep going out there. And like I said, every game is a big game and you keep getting after it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want a W. So you just try to go out there and make another, you know, game-changing play to get the ball back to win the game. That's the only thing we all as individuals look at.